Henry VIII's Privy. A Superloo Story by W.C. Flushing.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Toilets run in W.C. Flushing's family. His gran, the formidable Dame Nettie Flushing, was a tireless campaigner for a public convenience in every town. It was she who inspired his lifelong love of lavatories. "Thanks to Dame Nettie," W.C. Flushing recalls fondly, "my entire life has been toilets." W.C. Flushing is best known for his great 10-volume work, Our Toilet Heritage. Dedicated to my gran, Dame Nettie Flushing, whom I shall always put on a pedestal. Chapter 1. Superloo, the great toilet genius, was having a good old moan. "It's so unfair," it complained. "I have a brilliant computer brain. I can whirl back through space and time, but I'm stuck where I land. This stupid toilet body needs some legs." Superloo was in the toilet museum, along with Finn, an 11-year-old boy, and Mr. Lou Brush, the museum's caretaker. The toilet museum was a crumbling old brick building. It was tucked away behind a sleek, modern factory called High-Tech Toilets. Finn whispered to Mr. Brush,
"What's wrong with Superloo today?"
Usually the toilet was bright and chirpy, bragging...